and welcome to another episode of Boss Bell Radio for the week of April 28th, 2012. Happy Memorial Day! This is Boss Bell Radio. My name is Griffin Hoffman. I'm your host. With me this week is John Stanhope.
Griff.
Hey. Matt Lake.
I'm back.
Baby.
Final. I'm back, baby.
And Chris Backstrom.
Hey, thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Unprecedented.
I was allowed to be here because I brought beer.
Thank God.
That's pretty much how you pay your way into this show.
Happy holiday. Hey, fellas. We're here to talk about some video games. Or Memorial Day. I just was at a grill out.
Are you all right, Griff?
They had a dog, and I'm all allergic because of the dog, and I pet him. He's a basset hound.
Here's how you fix that.
I've never heard of somebody being allergic.
Don't pet the dog.
I know. But he was so stupid looking, I had to pet him. He was really
next time you have the urge to pet a dog, or if I just bring my dog over.
Just bury your face in it.
He doesn't.
Oh, then the night before, I was at another party petting another dog.
Well, here's your problem. Are you addicted to petting dogs, Griff?
I don't have a problem. I can quit anytime.
You should buy a dog.
I don't need to pet a dog. Actually, shut up.
This is a dog intervention.
You don't even know me. Now I'm all allergic. I'm sunburnt. I'm tired.
You did this to yourself.
I did. I live with these consequences.
Really, they have this really awesome stuff called sunscreen.
Bullshit.
Or shit, sunblock.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect that by being out in the sun for 2 hours around midday that I would actually get a sunburn.
Really?
Yes. I just gotta start, that's how I start the summer off. I get horrendously sunburned.
That sounds like you're like asking for cancer. Just like petting a dog is like asking for the sniffles.
No, I'm good. I'll make it. What'd you guys do for Memorial Day? Only, not really. Both of you worked, right?
Yeah, I worked.
Yeah.
And then came home and took a 3-hour nap.
Jealous?
Yes.
I watched a bad movie.
I worked very hard.
What'd you watch?
Friends with Benefits. That's what I decided to watch.
Oh my god.
I felt really pathetic, so I just had to.
Was it on TV?
And you're no, like, I went to the out? Library
yeah,
and rented
oh,
it.
You actively sought this out.
Dude, don't do that. The library
I
has,
had to kill time somehow. I don't have a TV, a game system. I don't have internet right now.
They
so.
Have comic books there. Good ones.
I've read some of the good ones. I don't even know what else they have.
Read so, Why the Last Man.
So please, give us a review on Friends with Benefits. how was that?
How many
how
stars
was the character
would you
please,
say
just go ahead.
You know what happens?
Synopsis.
They date at the end. You know what happens? They don't. They
well,
stop being friends.
That's
what a surprise, right?
Yes.
It works like that. You get to see them.
Wait, they stop being friends, so they're just benefits?
They're an item.
Oh,
girlfriend,
more
boyfriend.
Than friends
they
with benefits.
Become
friends.
Gotcha. Just like it happens in real life.
There's a lot of flash mobs
yeah.
in that movie.
What?
You get to see a lot of, you know, Justin Timberlake's abs and
nice.
Miley Kunis. Well, it was nice to see Miley Kunis in her
yeah.
underwear, but you get to see him roll around a bunch.
Yeah.
Talk about how, oh, we're just friends. This is, you know, this doesn't mean anything. And they keep saying it 5 minutes,
yeah.
every 5 minutes.
That's just like women in real life. They, yeah.
Just like Justin Timberlake in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be more than friends. Yeah. Always bringing God. Stuff back.
I could have seen worse.
Women
but.
Are always like that. Yeah, it's just sex.
Any signature?
A lot of women say. Yeah,
were there any signature summer jams that were featured at the Memorial Day events? There was a lot of Nicki Minaj's Starships.
Is that the Purple Drink song?
I don't know.
No, no, no. There's a Nicki Minaj song where she's drinking cough syrup or something.
Sounds about right.
That might be the song. I don't know.
The all the cruises I was with, all the parties I was at these last couple days were all like, did lots of 70s and 80s metal band music. So
good.
I listened to a lot of Poison and Def Leppard over the
good.
Last couple days.
Good. Yeah,
that's my kind of that's
yeah.
my kind of music. Right.
Sure, it was good, but you know, man, nobody who's like, let's jam out in the summer. Ironically, John, you have any summer jams you think of?
No.
What about patriotic stuff for Memorial Day?
I listened to Little Drummer Boy.
Great. That sounds amazing.
Thanks.
So are you the only one who did something for Memorial
Day? I guess, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I don't really care about our troops, I guess.
Yeah.
I just hate them.
Right, and because I had a grill out with family, that was my celebrating the troops' sacrifices.
Yep.
I worked, and I bitched enough at work that I got a free steak out of it.
Why'd you get free steak?
Because being a former member of the military, my boss is like, you deserve a free meal. And I was like, steak?
John, thank you for your services.
Yes, thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, John.
I'm like this guy.
No blood for oil,
I do appreciate the veterans of our country and what you've done.
I can safely tell you I didn't let any...
I'm happy that I paid for you to learn Photoshop.
I'm glad you went through years and years of military training so that may one day get you a free steak.
basically, everybody that paid taxes
how do you like
paid
your
for
steak?
This website. Medium rare.
Yeah, gross.
What? Are you from? What are you?
Where
are you
medium from? Well.
Where are you from, Matt? Okay.
I am from Minnesota. I am from America. I don't like my meat pink. I like it brown.
Are you one of those guys who cuts into a steak and sees a little bit of red then freaks out?
No. I can have a little pink in it.
No.
Just a little pink.
Only a little bit of pink, yep. We had...
There's a joke in there
pork
somewhere.
Loin.
I'm not going to go there.
It was really good.
Nope, not
and doing then it. All sorts of other grill foods and hors d'oeuvres. And I made like a Bloody Mary mix. It was really good.
Again, those are gross.
Yeah, I know you hate them.
So gross.
Yeah. Sound gross.
Bloody Marys?
And Jen's brother made... He's like, he brews his own beer. So he has some awesome beers, actually, that
good are brewskies.
Really good. They were really good. Very, very tasty. So it was good.
I was thinking about doing that, but I'm no chemist, so.
What's that?
I was thinking
apparently
about
it. Apparently it takes a ton of trial and error.
Yeah, yeah. I know a guy that does a lot of that stuff, too. And every beer he has me taste is really good, but he's also been doing this for, like,
years.
Close to a decade. So. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Brew your own beer. That sounds good. I would like to try that. Do your own beer.
Too much effort.
It's a do-your-own...
Right, no, it's too much
effort. I'll just go out and buy some.
I was thinking about starting off slow and just making my own soda pop.
Now that I would do.
Hey, see,
you was, the
you just
gonna,
do carbonated water and syrup. Just make it happen.
Are you going to get the... As seen on TV, like...
Yeah that's
just
it.
Put this package of pear flavoring in, and now you've got...
Can you just make your own flavor? Can I just...
Yeah, basically just make a suicide.
Six-pack of Mountain Dew beer.
John flavor.
Make turkey... Pop or something.
Turkey. That's a Jones soda,
that's a
right?
Jones soda thing. Yeah, I think
turkey.
They do that.
Turkey
they
flavored
turkey?
Soda.
Yeah, turkey. Yeah, Thanksgiving
Jones,
dinner
Jones
is
some good flavors. I spent a long time since I had a Jones.
Fufu berry. Oh,
I should have brought Jones soda instead of beer.
Yeah.
Can you
next week?
Can you Jones for Jones?
I already am.
That's a slogan. You can get paid.
Well, on that horrendous gym, let's talk about some games.
Yeah, if there are any listeners still left, let's go ahead.
They're all dead. They all shot themselves in the face. You guys play... Speaking of shooting yourself in the face, I finished Max Payne 3. That game is really good.
Do you shoot yourself
How big does this beard get?
Is it like Santa Claus?
It evolves through the course of the story, but then it settles on a pretty reasonable beard length.
Okay.
Like double mine, I suppose,
okay,
would be.
Okay.
Like that's enough to be like a disguised fluffy beard, but not like I'm too drunk to shave beard.
I still gotta go play that game.
It's really good. You should play it. It's really, really good. I enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah.
I will try and write a review for it, but I honestly don't know how to go about it. So it may show up. It may not. Especially with E3 coming up here soon.
Nobody get excited.
But I highly recommend that if you like video games, you should play Max Payne 3. I even played the online, which was really cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I did alright, too. Killed some guys.
So how does slow-mo work in the online?
It's basically like a killing spree, like a kill reward. Kill a bunch of dudes in a row without dying, and then they're like, you get a meter filled, and depending on how many people you fill, it'll get to certain ranks, and certain ranks will do certain things for you. Like, one of them will highlight enemies on the map, another one will do the slowdown time, and then you can also burn some of your meter to do the slow jump, and it's really good. It's very well done. I was very surprised. Yeah. Hey guys.
Hey, how you doing?
I designed this setup. I kind of want to ask more questions. Everybody is just staring at me.
I'm my beer.
I kind of want you to spoil the game for me, but I kind of don't.
If there's one thing wrong with Max Payne, it's,
people die in that game.
It's that.
Yeah, yep.
They're the main villain of the story. Like the antagonist of the game. No, well, yeah. Yes, he is his own worst enemy. The villain of the game is kind of nebulous and then kind of makes an appearance at the end and you're like, I guess I should hate you, but I don't know. It's just different for a game. Like, you're used to being like, oh, there's Bowser at level 1 who stole the princess, and now I finally fight him in the end, and resolution, I'm good, everything's happy.
Yeah, I sort of had that same opinion. Like, the few hours that I played it, it's just like, it doesn't seem to be a clear face to what I'm fighting here.
Mm-mm.
Which, again, though, is sort of why I say that Max is a bigger enemy to himself than...
Well, he's not. I mean, There are enemies that are trying to kill him immediately, not in the long term, like Max seems to be with booze and alcohol.
Right.
Without spoiling anything, like, it's just the enemy that you have throughout the course of the game isn't really made clear until the end of it. And then you're like, oh, everything kind of led up to this, and now I really hate this guy for everything I've been through.
I see.
You've never been given any reason to really dislike this. And it's still kind of confusing. It's just like, yeah, this has been kind of the ringleader behind it all. Kind of. More or less. More, maybe.
Is it supposed to be like a big, like, twist kind of thing?
Not necessarily. Okay. Like, it's very much like a noir style game, that movie, that, you know, the it's not easily understandable immediately, and then just like how it starts out with a flashback, like you're playing in the present, and then you go back into the past and play up to that point. Like, by that point, you're getting your revenge on everything and everything that's happened to you. Like, it's just a story of revenge on top of a story of revenge on top of a story of revenge. It's like the inception of revenge.
Okay.
The third one is where the real villain always comes out of every trilogy.
Yeah. Yep.
Think about any movies, any video games, there's always been a villain. It's the third one where the real villain shows up.
Yeah. Max Payne had 2 children, and then he was so sad because his wife died, and then he turned evil when he was caught on fire by his master, Jedi Master.
Yep.
Midichlorians. That's how he jumps.
I see.
That's how he does shoot dodging.
Would Max Payne be better with lightsabers? Would it? Would he just go slow-mo and just throw your lightsaber and get it back?
If you shot lightsabers. No, I think it would be worse, because that game is really good as is, and if you're a person who likes games, you should play Max Payne 3. Hey guys, this is so... I set this up so poorly. Hey, look at me! I'm fucking exhausted!
I was kind of napping before this.
Yeah, I woke up at 8:59 to get this stuff ready for when everybody came over.
Really? Okay.
That would explain exactly why you...
Okay. I woke up at 9, so...
The truth is out. Ugh. Anybody else playing a video game? This is John. You played something relevant right now.
Yeah, that demo lasted all of...
You own a Kinect.
15 minutes. I own a Kinect.
Oh god!
I made purchases for science.
No.
Who else is going to test this crap?
That's true. I'm sure as hell not.
Right. Last time I used my Kinect was because I was too lazy to get up and find the controller, so I told my Xbox to play that stupid movie I watched. I don't even remember what it was.
It is voice command. You can do that.
Yeah. Friends with Benefits.
Yeah.
You can just like, please play Friends with Benefits.
I can do Xbox Bing Friends with Benefits, and I might get Friends with Benefits. Possibly.
I don't know. The more that I've been using my phone with the Siri function, the more I might actually start to use this Kinect thing. But I don't know. Like, Siri is actually functional, and I can use it ironically. The Kinect would just be pure irony.
Duh.
And then I would be the only person who would witness that bullshit. Just me and the computer box.
So I played that Steel Battalion Heavy Arms, or Heavy... Heavy...
Armor.
Heavy Armor? Yeah, that's one. Heavy Arm.
Heavy Armor.
Armor. R.
More.
Steel More Battalion arms. Is good enough for me.
I know Steel Battalion Connect.
Steel Battalion Connect.
Two.
Two.
Steel Battalion Light.
Yet somehow... Wait. Was it... Okay, so you played... Matt, you played the...
I didn't play the original.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I could not play the original.
I wish. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I played the original for all of, like, 10 minutes. Like,
did you put the big controller?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could have done that.
Played it for 10 minutes and realized that I do not have, like, the dexterity to do that or agility or any other sort of prowess necessary to operate, like, a 100-button controller.
Oh, I would have loved... I'm in the market for that.
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah. Oh, pedals.
Like, have you touched it?
No. It's always been behind the glass case.
Yeah. I've back in the day when I worked in gamers, had somebody bring one in, and I had the opportunity to test it out. And boy, that thing is that's a piece.
A piece? What do you mean? Like a piece
like,
of crap?
That is a piece of... That is a piece of...
It's some hardware?
It is some hardware. I wouldn't necessarily say whether or not it's bad or good. It does what it's intended to do. I just don't know that it's intended to do something... Super fantastic.
It's got a button that you have to eject.
Yeah. That button also exists in...
It's got a plastic flip cover over top of it.
That button also exists awesome. In this new game.
Yeah.
Getting to it in time to do anything would be the most obnoxious feat on the planet.
So there's no gigantic controller for this game?
No, there's no gigantic controller.
You are the gigantic controller.
Yeah, you're the gigantic controller.
Sizes may vary.
Ask me anything, Griff. I played it. The whole thing. All of it.
The whole demo.
All of it.
How much interaction with the crew was there? You've got a crew with...
I interacted with my crew.
Well, great. Okay.
So, that was one of the dumb parts that I didn't care about in that demo, was that... So, to interact with your crew, you have to... It's weird. You have to pull yourself away from the console, and you have to swipe your right hand to look right and then talk to your right loader, or you have to swipe your left hand. That's the aggravating part, is I wish I could just swipe my hand in a direction and just turn.
Yeah.
But it's got to be your left or your right hand, depending on which direction you want to look. So to look left, you got to swipe your left hand, and then you've got your visual... Operator,
spotter.
Your spotter. He's like your comms dude, and he like tells you information. And really, I don't listen to him because he's whiny and he's always screaming about something or another. And then there's the other dude that's like the jackass of the bunch, and he's your left loader. Basically, my interactions with them were shake right loader's hand, do nothing with left loader because he's a hateful prick, and then gave a fist bump to the spotter. So that was all pretty awesome, but not really. When I first played the demo, I was terrible at it, and fire was going all so, like, just was getting just destroyed and demolished, and at some point my spotter was like, just F this, and started like jumping for the hatch to leave.
Uh-huh.
And you can totally reach up and grab him and pull him back down and like punch him in the face until he just like sits back and does his job.
That's great.
Which is pretty awesome.
That does sound great.
That much was not in the tutorial. So when that started to happen in the game, and I was like, no, I really want, if I can't reach up and get him back into this seat, I'm going to be ticked and totally do it. Totally do that and hold him down and punch him in the face until he says, okay, I'll do my job.
I'll be good.
If I'm going to die, I might as well die in here.
Huh.
And then we died.
And then I made that a reality for him.
Yeah, made that happen. I don't know.
How do you operate it? Like, so you're playing gang signs to move around the console?
Sort of. To start off a mission, you have... Oh, God. I will get around to the worst part of this game. So you've got almost like a lawnmower. There's like a lever on your right side that you have to pull to get the whole thing started so that you can start moving. And then on your left, you have this lever to pull to make everything, like, if you want to, like, sprint the machine, like, if you want the machine to, like, move faster, you can pull that lever, but you also have to push it, like, back forward if you want to slow down. It's really hard to aim like that and everything, blah, blah, blah. There's a thing for everything in that game.
Is there a windshield wiper button?
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
Clear the blood off the windshield.
So I'll just say right straight up, the worst part of that game is to actually pilot the mech. You have to reach down. The game wants you to reach down because in the mech you can see where the console is to like operate it appropriately, and so you have to reach down to grab the console and pull your face forward to like the little window so you can start aiming the guns and things like that and piloting your mech. The problem with that is sometimes the Kinect doesn't really know if you're leaning down because you're trying to pull yourself into the view, or if your arms are still down because you're trying to push yourself back to see all the consoles.
Mm.
So that means a lot of times you're spent like randomly jerking in and out of this like viewfinder console, like really, really aggravating. But once I found the weird, goofy position that it wants me to sit in, that sort of stopped being an issue.
Did you find it better to be sitting or standing?
No, you can't stand. You have to sit to play this game. Because if you stand up, that means you stand up outside of the vehicle.
Oh, wow.
Like, you stand up and you're, like, popping the hatch on that thing to look around.
Cool.
And that is not what you want to do while bullets are blazing. If you reach your hands way up, you can pull down, like, reach both your hands up. You can pull down the
viewfinder.
No,
aiming the, finder, range finder,
periscope, periscope, periscope. Yeah. Periscope. That basically allows you to see further so that you can shoot more accurately at longer distances. But it does have this pretty. It's got a pretty accurate like gravitational pull windage system in there, so you kind of have to adjust for that.
Did you ever eject?
No, I didn't. See, that's the weird thing, because like if you're in your viewfinder looking through and trying to like aim at things and haven't you had enough of animals today, Griff?
Griff is just this cat is just mauling Griff's hand right now.
Billy, what do you have to say about this? Get it, Billy.
Little baby.
Oh, well, you're wet. Did you pee on me?
Oh, God.
Ugh. You're gross, Billy.
See? where was I?
I don't even remember. I asked you if you had...
Oh, I had to eject. So the thing is, like, if you've got your face crammed in there in your little viewfinder, and it's like, oh, God, stuff's going south, and you, like, push... it, like, the time given to, like, push back off the viewfinder, and then whip over and grab this right-handed console that you have to pull forward to you and then reach over and flip this thing up and smash that button, you're probably dead by that point. Okay. And there's no super easy way of like telling how fucked everything is. I mean, pretty much, if your viewfinder gets blown out, you should probably consider ejecting.
Okay.
What's the benefit to ejecting? Like in the previous game, you had to do it so you didn't lose your save file. Why would you eject in this game?
Well, it being a demo and me not having ejected, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Fair enough.
This is what this is for. Yeah, and this... Oh, no, okay. So, basically, in the tutorial, what it said was that you wanted to do was you wanted to eject not because it would save your life, but because you wanted to destroy the mech so that the enemies couldn't get a hold of it.
Mm. Like, the old technology.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Also, was the original... I don't know if anybody knows this. Was the original Steel Battalion set in the future or in the present or in the past?
It was set in the less future. What's happened in Steel Battalion Heavy Arms is... the future, there was some like silicon virus that ate the entire world supply of silicon, which means all computer motherboards and components are burnt out and dead. Mm-hmm. So the future had to turn to a mechanical sort of steampunky method of technology. So that's why in this game, instead of having
you know, consoles and computers and keyboards and buttons and stuff like that. That
everything's more manual.
Yeah, that's why there's levers and pulleys and you know, CB radio and all this stuff. You know, things that don't require microprocessors.
This is why
and,
it's not G Gundam.
Yeah.
Where I just jumped
yeah, into a yeah, exactly.
And I just
no, this is why it is G Gundam.
If there's
sort
a,
of,
if there's
that's
a
why
silicon,
you're dancing in your stupid neck.
If there's a silicon virus, what does that do to the Hooters restaurant chain?
Silicon and silicon are two different things.
This is why I'm not here very often.
Don't worry, I was confused.
And trust me, if you wanted a silicon implant, man, that'd be like rock boobs.
Rock boobs. Oh man.
This is what happens when you
use glass.
I immediately go right to breasts.
That's what I heard about.
Right choice.
I could spin anything you're talking about into breasts. Go ahead.
Okay.
Are there any women in Steel Potato?
I didn't see any.
They all died from the silicon virus.
All male.
Okay. Yeah, I saw a bunch of dudes. Saw a dude peeing on a cactus and then threw an apple at me.
Had to what game are you playing?
Had to catch the apple.
What are you holding out?
No, at the beginning of the game, like, when you go through the tutorial bit, it's just, oh. Like, really awkward, nervous dude walks up to you and is just like, hey, I just want to shake your hand. You're so-and-so from the first game. And
that's a dump.
So you put out your hand to shake his hand, and then he's like, hey, come, like, yells at another guy, hey, come over here. This is Sergeant So-and-so, and he's just like, yeah, whatever. And he's like, oh man, look what you made me do. I peed all over my hands. And then tosses that dude an apple, and then he tosses me an apple.
You get pee apple?
Yeah, pee apple.
Ew.
Like, and I'm and the character just like brushes it off on his arm and eats it. And I'm just like, I don't know where you're from, but gross. I usually wash pee apples.
Who watched it for you?
I suppose.
That's like the Master Chief look up, look down, sir.
Yeah.
Here's this pea apple, catch it.
Yeah. Catch this apple.
Well, are you interested in playing more, I guess, is the biggest question?
Maybe.
How much money would you pay for this game?
Less than $60 at this point.
Okay, well, yeah. As a Kinect
about
game, that's...
$40 or less.
As a novelty to begin with,
yes.
Yeah.
About $40 or less.
Okay.
Beyond that, I played some Mario Party 2 a few days ago.
Nice.
Mario Party 2?
On N64, yeah.
Whoa.
I was really drunk, and I won.
You win at Mario Party 2, huh?
Yeah, I won.
Oh, man. I think
I didn't play it exclusively by myself, but there were two other people with me.
You may as well just press the pop it or spin the spinner, because it's completely arbitrary. I hate Mario Party so much.
Did you have to spin like the analog in your palm and lose part of your skin in the process?
Yeah. No.
No?
No. Oh. See, okay, so, Griff, like the arbitration didn't exist until the later Mario Party games.
That's all
like,
arbitrary.
No, because I was the clear winner from the word go, because I had like 7 stars and everybody else had like 4, and nobody else like got any extra stars. Like
no bullshit stars of like you landed on the most green squares, guy.
Yeah, no,
no,
those
you
barely
you pity stars in the later ones.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You had the least amount of stars. Here's a star. Or
yeah,
so.
You moved the most amount of spaces.
Yep.
You lost the most amount of games.
No, basically, from what I remember of that night, was I was the shit, and I won.
Sure, I'm sure that is 100% accurate.
I don't know.
Mario Party. I don't know if I played 2 a lot. I played a lot of 1.
Yeah, I played 1 before.
And probably like 6 or something awful.
I played a lot of
Crazy Cutters.
They're all the same.
Crazy Cutters is
my favorite minigame.
It's like the best name ever, too.
Yeah. Although Mario Party 8 has my favorite minigame, which is the soda pop.
Oh, yeah.
Shake.
The jerk off one.
Jerk the soda pop off.
Jerk the soda pop off. How high can you get
They've
your soda?
Made 8 of them?
They've
made 9 of them,
They're
actually.
9. Oh, good
crap. Yeah, I don't know if they sell or if they just like to make them all the time.
I'm sure they sell. I'm guaranteed they sell.
What was it? They didn't, like, Nintendo of America person have this weird. Statement about like no, this was just some dumb article I read about someone saying like, why do they keep making Mario Party games? And the like legitimate response in this magazine was just, they will make Mario Party 126 as long as it sells.
Yeah,
of course you would.
Why? Yes, if you had a product that consistently sold every time you made it, why not?
Exactly.
And I'm sure every time they iterate on it, it takes less and less creativity right. to make yep. it. So why not?
What do we add to this game? I don't know. A fucking new slot colors. Machine.
Sure.
Whatever. Put in...
Everybody gets 5 stars to start with.
Put in different color Birdos. I don't give a fuck. I'll just shoot myself here at Nintendo.
Right.
I don't even know if it's Nintendo. I wonder who Nintendo outsources that stuff to.
At this point, I don't know. Anybody?
It can't be like an actual Nintendo development studio that's fourth making graders. Those things. Yeah. Yeah. Jeff Foxworthy
mm-hmm.
and his crew.
Fifth graders.
There's a factory of Japanese school children cranking this stuff.
mm-hmm. Hopefully. Yeah, probably. God.
They need something to do. They're already
someone's
too smart.
Someone's going to suffer after that.
Right. I didn't really play anything else, though.
Aw.
No.
Matt, what have you been playing for the last 2 years?
Oh, God. Well, of course we can't go through everything, but...
no, please do everything.
Well, Alan Wake.
oh, God, there we go. Start that up. Let's talk about Alan Wake and how much...
Oh, hey, I got a question. Like I'll give you some guidance. Best game from last year. What was your number one favorite game of 2011?
You have to remind me what came out last year, because I can't remember. Batman came out,
yeah.
which
yeah.
I thought was better than the original, which a lot of people didn't.
Okay. Okay. Skyrim was last year.
Mm-hmm.
That would probably be it.
There was a little game called Saints Row the Third.
No.
What?
I was not. What?
Give up that microphone.
You need to look at this website called BossBarrel.com and see what the best game last year was.
There's Saints Row 3. No. There's Saints Row 2.
Did you ever play Saints Row 2? That was
Saints Row 2. Did you play Saints Row the Third?
Yeah, I did. I played all three.
I made a drunken argument that Saints Row 2 was better than Saints Row 3.
But I didn't think it was Game of the Year worthy.
Oh, come on.
You turn into a toilet.
That's right. Yeah, I know.
A fucking toilet.
No, I didn't like that leg.
There's a mud in there.
Yep.
I actually like Saints Row 2 a little, just a tad better.
I kind of like
it. It was a little less.
You do wrestle moves on guys.
That was also overhyped. I was like, oh, this game is so cool. I'm like, no, this is not cool.
You beat
at all.
A man about the face with a shark.
What?
The shark gun.
No, not the shark gun. No. When you were in that wrestling match and they throw things in the ring.
There is
urinal,
yeah.
shark, blow up doll.
Yeah.
I remember that. Maybe I just like my character better because in 2, like, I had like a guy who spoke Cockney. Yeah. He had Rainbow Afro. He was short. He was black. He had breasts. He was just a really weird looking character. Maybe that was why. But
you could play as a zombie?
I didn't play it because I wanted to hear the dialogue.
Okay.
That's the only reason.
Zemos has a... What the hell is that damn thing called?
A voice box?
Yeah, a voice box, but the voice box
auto-tune.
Is auto-tuned. Yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Exactly.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
No, the part when there's the rickshaw chase and the rickshaws explode, that I
There's a moment in the game when they say, holy fuck, these guys have laser guns! And then your main character says, yeah, of course, what else would you expect? And you're like, okay, commentary on this game's state of being.
Great.
I'd probably have to say Skyrim, though. I just love open world games.
Yeah, you can't. You know what else was an open world game? Saints Row 3.
Saints Row 2, I liked a little better. It was more actual city, like a real life city. And there was nothing over the top. You were in a real life city that had like a bad part of town, a good part of town, a Japanese part of town, and a downtown.
You jump out of a plane and there was a college and then jump through a plane and then save the girl again.
I just thought the city itself was more believable, and there wasn't any. There was no point where you were a toilet.
The city of Saints Row 3 was very flat.
There was no made up.
I think that's why I liked Saints Row the Third 2, because it felt less open world, and it was just like, hey, you gotta do all this stuff, and then you'll be done, and you can move on.
Yeah, I don't like GTA open world games really much that much anymore. I kind of like the Skyrim open world. I think that's better.
Okay.
But where are they gonna go with that then? You know, Saints Row the Fourth, you know, THQ and their financial troubles. Are they gonna make one?
Yes, they will.
They have to, I mean, in order to stay afloat.
They will make one. It's been stated.
Where do they go? You can't much. You know.
Oh my god! Are you serious?
You go to space.
Yeah, this
that's
is
true. But
this is just the start of the avalanche, man. Like it's only going to get crazier,
right?
Oh, man, I can't. It'll be interesting to see.
How do you change up that naming though? It was Saints Row 2, And then Saints Row the third. See, that's what I'm thinking. Quattro.
It's just Saints 4.
Saints, no, Saints Row. Saints.
Or are they going to go like Naked Gun and be like 44 and a half? Or
there you go. 44, that's
444 and a fourth.
Yeah.
Or they might, let's do 420.
No, that would be perfect.
Actually, that actually would be perfect. Would. Saints Row 420.
It comes out on 420.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
420-2014.
And then it's spelled C-U-M-M-I-N-G.
Yeah. Exactly.
The marketing. Take my money back, Strom. I want it right now.
The marketing. Strap it on. The marketing. The marketing writes itself.
I remember I told you when Saints Row 3 comes out, I wanted to come on here and just rant. And after Saints Row 3 came out, I wanted to just come in here and talk about it.
Oh man,
you don't get the heart pedals in Saints Row 3.
The heart.
Play Saints Row 2 with and get the heart pedals because you can revive everybody that you kill, which is sounds really.
Watch.
Mundane, but if you're drunk and playing the game, it's really hilarious.
Yeah, but do you? Yeah, but do you get a sweet luchador mask that when you taunt, it lights people on fire?
There's something. I think they punch something and then it blows up.
Yeah,
I
think
for an hour one time.
Do you get giant Hulk gloves that just blow things up?
Do you have grenades that are actually farts in a jar and you throw them and they explode and make people barf everywhere?
And that comes in handy at the end. You can't pass the final mission unless you have the fart. I just remember Saints Row 2 being very drunk and very bored and just going around blowing people up and then reviving them. And then they carry on about their business like everything's fine.
In now, this is a more legitimate question. In Saints 2, do they have an upgrade for your car that is just spikes on your tires to pop tires?
Yes. Okay.
In Saints Row 2, is Hulk Hogan in it and you don't know that it's Hulk Hogan?
You don't really realize it's Hulk Hogan because that's the most downplayed Hulk Hogan has been in his entire life.
Oh, Saints Row 2, you do get the... the tire,
the poppers, the just,
you have Burt Reynolds in there too.
Yes,
that's
right. Mayor Burt Reynolds.
Mayor.
Yep.
Oh man.
All right. So Skyrim.
Are there zombies?
I think Skyrim was probably it because that's the game I played the most hours in.
Yeah.
But wait, no.
It was not, too easy though.
Yeah, it was like the most fun you had, not just.
No, it was. I enjoy those games a lot.
Bastion.
Did you play Bastion?
I did play Bastion.
Did you love it?
I played it twice,
but not
game Matt's of the top year. Five game of the year for 2011. Go,
Matt's top five. Saints Row 3rd, make you do 10 like
Skyrim,
everybody else did.
Skyrim, Batman would have to be in there. Batman. Bastion,
Bastion. Okay.
What else came out that
Saints
year?
Saints Row.
No, what else?
There's a bunch of stuff.
Oh, Mass Effect. No, I don't think I would put Mass Effect in there. No,
that was not last year. That was this year.
Oh God, that's a while ago.
Rage.
Yeah. Did you play Rage?
I played Rage. Rage was good. I like the 60 frames a second. That's awesome.
Dark Souls. Mega textures.
Dark Souls?
I did not play that, no.
Those came out last year, Jeff.
There was a ton of stuff that came out.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3?
That is not a game. But Marvel vs. Capcom
came out
twice?
Yeah, Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
In the same year?
Came out twice last year. So that's either
Capcom
of those.
For you.
What else did we say that was good?
God, that's what I'm trying to think about. I don't know. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Portal 2.
Portal 2.
Oh, Portal 2.
Space.
Did you go
put that up there?
Space?
Go to space. Just going to go to space. The first man that makes that drinks cow milk was very, very, very thirsty.
But
that game is good.
Whatever, there's a ton of games.
What was Dead Space 2?
That would have to be up there. I'm just going top 10. Just putting any AAA title out there, and I probably played it and I enjoyed it.
Okay,
how about Gears of War 3?
I played that.
Yeah, how about Gears of War 3?
Bulletstorm.
I played that. Bulletstorm. I thought was way better than people gave it credit for.
Was that last year?
Yeah, beginning of the year.
I think it's better than Gears. I think it's better.
Yeah, Dragon Age 2. Was that last year or the year before?
That was. I think that was last year. Yeah, that was last year. Yeah, it was last year. It was the beginning of last year.
Because
I know because my PlayStation died with that game in it.
Oh, yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It was unfortunate.
I watched the Time Trotters 2 today, Matt.
Oh, you did?
Oh, my God. That ending is so freaking good. The Night Trap.
Oh, the Night Trap. Yeah.
The end of that. Just the vampire Joseph Lieberman senator. Brilliant. A bunch of ghosts, some jelly beans. Blah.
They just throw everything at him. They scream for a minute.
I loved it.
On. You can have my
Oh, these guys drank all this beer.
You want some?
Two.
Should have brought.
No, I'm fine.
Six.
I have beer at home.
All right.
Well, I was gonna buy some and bring it over.
But anyways,
you've been playing some games this year too.
I was the only one that was thoughtful.
Yeah. I played The Witcher 2, which I was really hyped to play
Did you
for it.
Play it on the PC. Or
No, I played it at 360. I don't have a PC that can play that.
Right.
Hell no. Yeah, but I was really excited to play that game, and was a little bit disappointed because...
Right?
I was disappointed because I felt like the world was really, really tiny. Like, you have a small town you can interact with, and then you have a little outside space you can go around in, and that's it. And there are three areas like that.
No, okay. You
have the fort, then you have, like, the coastline. And
you're not wrong about that.
And then the final town you're in, that's all you do.
Did you finish that game?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, you have more balls than I do.
It's tough. You got three. You got to get, like, the right equipment. If you don't, you'll die easily in that game. And you got to make sure you take a potion before boss battles. Yep. And
yeah, there's too much prep work.
You got to save. You got to make sure you got to save often. And then, like, oh, I'm fighting this dragon now. I got to make sure that I take, like, six potions.
Yeah,
and
see, much like brewing beer, I don't have the patience for that game.
I did. And it was kind of easy and kind of hard at some points. Because all I had to do
was
basically...
Maybe you try brewing beer.
Fuck that, man. I'd probably kill myself trying to brew beer.
It just turned to, like, liquid meth.
What are you going to...
Yeah, I made a new drug.
Well,
oh, meth's easy. I'll just do that. You know, make a little bit more of a buck on it. But
I have a cat.
Man, Witcher 2.
You're fine. She's not going to do anything.
Scoping me out. Size me up.
Just clench up. You'll be fine.
Hurt. But how far did you get in that game?
I killed that Kairn thing.
The Kraken?
Oh, you did, okay.
Huh. I killed the Kraken. Kairn, yeah. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. You didn't even know where it was.
Nope, no idea.
You just talked to the girl with the tattoo boobs, and that was it.
Then I forgot where I was in that game, and I quit
playing. I killed that thing.
That was kind of an annoying battle. I had to look up what to do at first.
I died once, and then I realized that I figured out shortly thereafter what I was supposed to do. And, yeah, fuck that game.
Yeah, it's just... I was so happy. I don't even man, we get to play this game.
The combat isn't even that...
So Witcher 2, not Game of the Year of 2012?
No. Absolutely not.
No.
Would you say it was a letdown compared to The Witcher?
I never played The Witcher.
Oh, you know, okay. You were just really excited to play.
I would like to play The Witcher and see...
I tried. That didn't work out either.
What? It was just a tough game to play, or...
No, I just... I tried to download it on Steam, there's an issue with the download on Steam, and so I spent $10 for a game that I can't actually play.
Welcome to my world.
I heard that game.
But you do that deliberately, though. Like, you know you keep going into the purchase that you can't play that
Sometimes.
Game.
Sometimes.
Like what? What'd you purchase you couldn't play?
Listen to previous episodes. Everything, Matt. Everything.
Like Crysis and Crysis 2 or something?
Then again, you also Lost play Planet. Games that you have just no interest.
I think I own Lost Planet for the PC.
Gross.
Why? Yeah.
And it was like really cheap. They're on sale does not count.
It's like $2.
Hey Matt, did you play Walking Dead?
I hear
no, I want to
it's
though.
It's good.
I hear really Civilization bad. 5 is on sale for $7.
What?
Yeah, on
Done.
Steam.
Sold.
$7.
I want to play
Civ 4 for like 30 hours.
Now's the time to get Civ 5. Because it's heck of cheap.
Hella cheap.
I bought Fallout and I can't play Fallout because it's so weird
One?
To play. Yeah, Fallout 1.
Nice.
But it's so weird to play it after playing like Fallout 3 in Vegas. It's just
get Fallout 2, it's better.
Maybe I will. But I like the real time, you know, in Fallout 3.
Oh,
the
yeah.
clicky movement.
I hate getting stopped, like...
Yeah.
Because in Fallout 1, you start in a vault and there's like 50 rats and you get stopped each time a rat is near you and you have to just wait to kill them all.
Right.
And it gets really annoying.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
You should play Fallout 2, it's a lot better. I mean, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing, but I heard it's better.
It's much better. Gold games.
Man, Witcher 2. Man, that game was...
Speaking of old games, Tex Murphy is getting a new, potentially. Tex Murphy, the old capital A adventure game. It's a Kickstarter up for that now.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not...
Oh, Kickstarter. I'm not
throwing any money at that one.
How's your Kickstarter for Shadowrun going?
It's great. I don't.
You don't keep up on your Kickstarter.
I get a gajillion emails from all the Kickstarters I paid money to.
Oh yeah, are they asking for more money?
No, they're asking for like input on shit. So, just a lot of like polls. Vote for this.
What'd you give? Hey, for Kickstarter,
enough to get your name in the credits.
I've spent a lot. I've put some money into Kickstarter. I donated $120 to Shadowrun.
Jesus.
Yep.
If that thing actually goes off, I'm gonna be pissed because you're gonna get your name in a video game.
Yeah, and I'll get a box copy of the game too. that I'll have my name
worth
in
it.
Yeah, worth it. Yeah, signed? I figured forever.
Is this
signed by me? I'll sign it. This is my name in that fucking game. I'll sign it.
Worth it.
Anything to do with the Super Nintendo version of Shadow?
Yeah, yes. There'll be there's a potential sequel level to that.
Oh,
and it's in the same world as the Shadowrun for the SNES. I gave money to the Banner Saga, just a couple bucks. Republic by Camouflage.
Camouflage. I just want to know. I'm just making sure I know which one we're talking about.
I gave money to one more, I think. Oh, Double Fine Adventure, of course.
Yeah.
I didn't give any money to Wasteland because it was well above its thing.
You're going to get a credit then in Double Fine, aren't you?
No.
He has to get a certain amount.
I should have.
What was it, like $1,000 to have dinner with
that was like
Tim Schafer and someone else.
Yeah, Ron Gilbert.
Oh, yeah.
It was like more than, it was like 10,000 to 100,000.
10,000?
Oh, yeah. 100.
That seems absurd. But they would fly you out?
Well, then there's the secret hidden donations that were listed on Double Fine, where it's like, if you donate like $100,000 to the project, like, Tim Schafer would like like come and live in your house for a week and like cook you breakfast every morning. It was just really awesome.
Oh my god!
Yeah, if you donate $100,000 to this project, Tim Schafer becomes your personal slave, or you get like,
that sounds amazing.
Yeah, you get like the source code to Brutal Legend or something.
But I mean, this is all like based on my very limited interactions with Double Fine as a company. Anyway, this all sounds like very normal stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm sure Tim Schafer is regularly going out to people's houses to make them breakfast over there.
Well, I just, you know, when I bought that poster and I got the email from the person that handles like the store transactions and stuff, and she was saying how she couldn't send the poster out to me right away because Tim just keeps running in the opposite direction every time he sees her. And it's just like, she's like, as soon as I can wrestle him down to sign this poster, I will send it out to you.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's great. I love that poster. So I think that's as much as I have into Kickstarter right now, and I think I'm good, unless something really awesome comes out.
And then just another game I played was Torchlight, which, if you don't know what it is, it's just a, you know, third person perspective, bird's eye view, or no, isometric view,
top down dungeon crawler,
clicky, right?
Loot click, fest. Click.
I bought that because I couldn't play Diablo 3, and I really wanted to.
Did you buy it on Steam, or did you buy just like a box copy of it?
Are there box copies of it?
There might still be some left around. Matt, what you should have done is just gone and pre-ordered Torchlight 2. You. No, I'm just saying, what you should have done is just gone and pre-ordered Torchlight 2, because then they give you a copy of Torchlight.
Do you want to respond?
Yeah, I messed up.
So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go, you know, pre-order that thing.
You use, right through that
just
door and to the right.
Corner up there.
Yeah, yep. Just in
that's
the,
what I do.
In the litter box.
There's right some drains. Just aim, Billy will share.
Just scoop it all out.
Backstrom, you played some games.
I did. From somewhere here 3 weeks ago, I did play The Walking Dead twice. Once as playing as how I would play, which would be more heroic, nice guy, and then the second time I
would. Oh, really? In real life, that's how you would play?
I would be a nice. I think during a zombie apocalypse, I would be a fairly nice person.
I don't know.
But the second time I played as the total asshole, I liked it the second time, actually, where I responded with everything with the jerk. There's a jerk answer to
it. Yeah, yeah. For the most part, there is pretty.
You can basically tell everyone, go fuck off. And then that was my answer to everything. And that seemed to actually go better.
Really?
I think they seem to like you better if you're just an angry, mean jerk.
Mm.
So just keep that in mind.
You
if you're
are
ever
a zombie.
If you're ever in a zombie apocalypse,
kill everybody,
an asshole, and everything's gonna work out for
eat
you.
Eat their bodies.
Fine. So
eat their bodies. Bodies
so I played that. Then
eat them before they eat you.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't discussed. I play video games by basically buying a game and then playing it to death for 6 months.
Yeah.
I've been doing that with Modern Warfare 3, obviously. Now there's new.
That came out last year.
Yeah.
Matt, come back.
Let's go back to 6 months ago. Anyway, now there's new maps that are available for download. And
this is not Wayne's World.
Yeah. I am too cheap to buy the new maps currently, right now, which is probably another, I think it's 1,200 Microsoft credits to buy the new maps. But It's a little annoying that you buy a game and you pay for the Xbox Live and then you have to buy the new maps and now you have to buy the new maps. And
are you a great
way to make $200 off one.
You are preaching to the choir right now.
Yeah. It's just like, I mean, imagine if that kind of technology worked for other things in your life. Buy a new car and then after 6 months, I'm like, I'm sorry, your car can no longer turn left unless you'd like to upgrade. I don't. It's just
no. It can turn left, but if you want to take the major highways with everybody else, you have to pay extra.
Right. Exactly.
You're not allowed to go on the interstate.
I already paid for this. I'm already paying for the right to play other people in it. Now I have to, and now I'm logging in, and I can't play with those people because I don't have the new maps. But
well, no. I mean, essentially, your car kind of is like an Xbox. Like, exactly. If you want to continue to play it the way you want
to
play it,
you have to just keep pumping money into it.
You're just pumping gas into your car.
That's your subscription to Call of Duty Elite, right there.
Yeah,
I have not gotten the pony up the money for that. So
that's good.
I'll probably go home in the next couple of days and decide to purchase the new maps and I'll play them. I'll play the game to death and I'll finally get around to getting a new game. But anyway, the only thing I've played this week was I downloaded because I like to play poker. I downloaded there's an Xbox poker game called Full House Poker, and it's kind of filled the void that I got from the playing online. I used to play at Poker Stars and all that stuff with real money. And fortunately, it turns out those websites were scams.
Oh, they weren't thank paying God.
People out. And I don't know if you realize that if you read online, most of those sites have been shut down. There's other ways to get around.
What about playing Full online. Tilt?
Yeah, I think all that is just done. So I've been filling the void by playing this little
game. I knew a guy who quit college to go play Full Tilt poker professionally in Las Vegas.
And
he was a smart one.
Yeah, if I had the $30,000 at my disposal, I would probably do that too. It's just kind of
Full Tilt.
Yeah, in 2010, I don't think I picked up the video game controller for 6 months. I was just playing online poker, and I wasn't spending that much money. I would buy in a $2 tournament and then a $4 tournament and whatever. Okay. Just try to stretch my few bucks as possible.
Yep.
I'm playing this little game on Xbox, and it's very cheesy. You're playing with your little Xbox avatar. And you can talk to people during it, and it's just
trash talk.
It's very, yeah. I mean, there was unnecessary trash talk for playing a stupid little Xbox arcade. Yeah, it's I'm just trying to fill the void of playing poker, and
it's a straight sucker.
Yeah, it's so I've
all it's good. Red.
The thing is, I've noticed I've been playing a couple.
I would just that joke every time,
just like any online
if every match.
Yeah. Just like online poker,
there's always a guy. I got 40 bucks to burn, and this joke is going to go the entire way.
Yep.
I noticed that playing, I've played a couple times every night. It's the same people playing every night. Basically, if you've ever watched the softcore porn on Cinemax, have you noticed that every movie has the same 8 people? Well, if you go on to Full House Poker on Xbox and you keep playing, you'll notice it's the same 8 people at every table. Every night I show up and it's like, oh, it's that guy and that guy and that guy. I'm like, I actually think there's only 12 people in the country actually playing this game.
It's supposed to make you feel comfortable so that you don't feel
it's like the Cheers of online experiences.
Yeah, everybody knows your name.
Yeah, but it's really not worth your time to smack talk during a poker game, especially one where there's no real money
involved. Did Matt find the bathroom?
I think so.
I think
Billy ate him.
Oh.
Yay! So anyway, poker.
Poker. Damn near
did you win any money?
No, it's all fake money. So there's really of course if you've ever played poker online, you know
it's like playing poker
the
with
fake
chips,
money
right?
games that 8 people go all in on the first hand usually.
But
it's just mostly filled a little. It's kind of cheesy. Your little guy celebrates after every win. I play poker in real life. You try that shit at Prairie Meadows, and you're going to get punched in the face if you jump up and do little dances every time.
Throw confetti out of your hands.
Hand. Yeah.
So, just point at the guy, say "F you, buddy," and just throw him up.
Then log out.
I really enjoyed the guy I played with the other day who was screaming and cursing at everybody as he's playing. It's like, full. I'm like, you really, buddy? I mean, that's just...
He's like trying to psych you out?
Yeah. He's just...
Dirty fool.
Yeah. It was like the extreme smack talk during...
Your ass better call somebody.
Play money online.
Because I got a flush.
Poker. Exactly. So, yeah. Anyway, that's been it for me. And now we're out of beer, so
I feel awkward.
I'm done.
Well, if you want a mini
I'm
fridge,
just going to leave.
Well, if you really want some, there's some in the mini fridge in the bar. But I was going to say, would you think of Modern Warfare 3, Matt?
Did it was play? Short.
Yeah.
And I didn't really care about the story. And it looked pretty, and it controlled fine, but it was just kind of just, it's, yeah, it's Call of Duty, and I'm kind of sick of that now.
Accurate.
Yeah, it's, those games are getting shorter and shorter, and they look pretty, but, and Black Ops 2, I am not at all excited about that.
Oh, really?
Really? No interest at all in that?
I think some of that.
I'm excited. I know. Drones.
I liked the original Black Ops. I thought that was a great idea, and now it's just like, oh, futuristic stuff. Okay, great, fine.
Did you see the, this is a long time ago, the trailer that, was it Ubisoft put out for the new Rainbow Six?
The one with Coco?
Coco?
The one with Coco and Coco's ass?
Sorry.
Oh, no, that's sorry, Ghost Recon. Ghost Recon.
Not Ghost Recon, no.
Oh, yeah, no, Rainbow yeah, the Patriots,
the, hold
right?
The button, hold the button, hold the button, hold the button, don't blow up, hold the button.
Oh, yeah.
Rainbow what did Six, you do? Yeah. What I had to do.
Patriots or something like that?
Yeah, Patriots. Rainbow Six Patriots.
Yeah, I watched that
trailer. That looked really good, right?
Yeah, we really haven't heard anything about that, have we?
No.
I thought that looked kind of cool.
Here comes E3, guys.
It all depends on the success of the Coco's Ass commercial.
but oh, when man. I left, I was talking about Ice Torchlight T's girlfriend? For a second.
Yeah. What? You were talking about, you were talking about Torchlight. So let's bring it back. Let's rewind it.
Rewind it back to Torchlight.
Well,
for
I was
a second.
Just pulling up a list of games from last year. Oh, I was and really, came at you like this.
Really hoping
you did you play Service Wrath?
No, oh, yeah, I will not play that.
Good, you shouldn't.
I never played it either. I played that.
You could also bring up games from 2 years ago that I played.
Yeah, did you play The Darkness 2?
No, I haven't played that yet.
I played that. Don't play that game.
Binary
Domain. That came out just recently. Yeah. Did you play that game?
No.
You should play that game.
I should play Binary Domain.
Did you play Never Dead?
No.
Definitely don't play that game.
Wow, okay.
Did you play Skylanders?
Nope, I never will.
What? Come on, you might. You don't know.
I can't let my 5-year-old.
Did you play Deus Ex Human Revolution?
Oh, yeah. Great game.
Yeah.
I got almost all the achievement points in it.
Holy gosh.
Oh, that's right.
I beat that game.
That's right. You are one of those people.
I beat that game not setting off a single alarm, not killing a single person on the hardest difficulty.
Whoa there, Gray Fox.
Yeah.
Damn madman. It's going back to the
That's
old
why
school.
That game was like one of the best of the year, I thought. Because you could play that game like several different
ways. Is that
ways.
Like in one play or like did you
One
like,
play.
You didn't reset.
You might as well
any...
play it on hard if you're going to do those two other achievements.
You're a freak.
Oh, did you like, but you were hard saving your way through it.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
You have to save it every 5 minutes.
You didn't like one quarter of that.
And at one point,
I thought you were just like raw dogging.
And at one point, I found like two bodies that said they were dead, even though I knocked them out. And I was like, shit, I just lost this achievement, but it gave it to me at the end.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Because that, yeah, those maybe those. I was looking stuff up, and that those achievements were really glitchy. They said.
Did you play Infamous 2?
Yeah. Got all the trophies in that.
Yeah, me too.
That's easy one.
It was a good game.
What was that one game that we both played that had the... Oh, Syndicate. Did you play that?
Yeah, I didn't like Syndicate.
Yeah, I didn't really care
John
for
didn't
that
like either. It either.
I never played the original either.
I thought
so.
It was kind of meh.
I was like...
Did you play Duke Nukem Forever?
I did. I felt really bad playing that.
Would you like to read my 1-star review? The game is garbage.
It was garbage.
How about Trenched? Or,
no, I never played
Trench. Is good.
What's it, what is it now?
Iron Brigade.
Yeah.
L.A. Noir?
Oh, yeah. That was really good.
I liked L.A. Noir.
Yeah, it's a good game.
The more and more I think about L.A. Noir, the more I want to go back and play it again.
Yeah, me too. I've been watching a lot of Mad Men recently.
Okay, how about Stacking?
No, I never played Stacking.
Okay, how about Brink? I've got a copy.
No, hell no.
No, I'm going to tell you, don't.
I've got a copy. I was interested until I realized it's all multiplayer.
Oh, did you play Crysis 2?
Yeah, I Crysis 2.
How much did you love that game?
I loved it because I could sneak my way throughout the entire game. It could go invisible. You could literally.
That does
go
not
invisible.
Mean you love that game.
No, I loved it because I could play.
It's
it that
easier
way.
To get trophies. It's
so stupid. You could go invisible the entire way through.
Yeah,
that game,
you totally
which is
could.
Awesome. No, that's I did that. I did that once.
How much time did you spend doing that though?
Oh, that's easy. It makes the game quicker.
What?
Yeah, because you avoid all the enemies.
Oh Christ. No, it puts you in situations where you
no,
have
that was,
to fight
I played
it
through
though.
The second time that way, though. The first time I played it normally.
What about... we already talked
my
about...
My opinion screw that game.
Dead Space 2.
Yeah, I played that.
How about, okay, going back to 2010, Front Mission Evolved?
No, I didn't play that.
Okay.
Vanquish?
Vanquish?
I played Vanquish. That's an awesome
game. That is an awesome... Yeah. I kind of want to play that game again, too.
How many years are we going back?
This just is two. 2010. Oh. Costume
we're
Quest?
Just, we're just recapping with
I
Matt.
Played both. Oh. Yeah, both of the Costume Quests.
We go back to the mid late.
Yeah,
Halo Reach? I played Halo Reach, yeah. Liked it. It was all right.
Did you play Halo 4? I'm sorry.
Yeah, did you play Halo 4?
Not
hey,
Reach.
Time Traveler, did you play Halo 4?
Hold on. I heard Halo Reach, and I thought Halo ODST.
Yeah, I played that.
came out in the same year. No.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Was it your part?
So Reach. Reach was good.
Halo. Reach around.
I had read the book, so I knew what happened.
Oh, you spoiled the ending for yourself.
You ruined it.
I was actually kind of an interesting book. It's like Universal Soldier and Soldier from...
Did you play... Oh, no. Keep going.
I was going to say, did you ever see the Kurt Russell movie Soldier?
I did.
Oh. Yeah.
It's like that. That's what the Halo Reach book was like. Yeah, okay. It was kind of interesting.
Okay.
Wasn't Jean-Claude in one of those Universal Soldiers?
He was in Universal Soldier.
Yeah. Okay.
Universal Soldier was Jean-Claude and Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, and then he was in the second one.
And then there was Soldier with,
It was Goldberg. Goldberg!
Bill Goldberg?
Yeah, he was in the second one.
Really?
In Universal Soldier. Oh, that's right, yeah, the 1991 one.
Did he spear anybody?
I think probably. He did. I think that he had to. That was like why he was in the movie. They had to spear
by contract,
somebody.
He contract had to spear somebody.
He spreads his arm out, you know, puts his chest out and screams up in the air. Ah.
Matt, where have you been all this time?
I like that sweet movie.
All right, Shank. Did you play Shank?
No.
Wait, Shank or Shank 2?
I didn't want
Shank. Or Shank 2.
I'm kind of sick of beat-em-up side-scrollers.
Right, how about Dead Rising 2?
I love that game. I played it.
What about Transformers War for Cybertron?
No.
Oh, you need to play that game.
What?
Why do we need to play a Transformers game?
You need to play that game.
It's so good.
It is really good.
Transformers, huh?
No. Yeah. No, Transformers is a terrible movie. No, you need to flip in, play that game.
Why?
It's really good.
It's really good.
I am not screwing with you. It is not a movie title.
What's so great about it?
It's the Transformers. And that's the Transforming is actually really good.
I'm sold now.
Well, it's like...
Just go play that
it's
game.
It's a totally awesome third-person shooter that has Transformers in it, and you can transform, and they're awesome.
No,
it's a decent story with the Transformer universe. You play both sides. It's just really fun to shoot a bunch of robots.
It's the best if you play it the way I played it.
Okay. How'd you play it?
Because they let you choose which chapters you want to play, and in pretty much what order you want to play them.
You didn't finish it, did you, John?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
You killed that giant dinosaur.
Super weird order?
No, I just did the one where I played... Because basically the whole story has, 10 or 12 chapters to it, and I played it, I wanted to see the Autobots chapter, and then I jumped to the Decepticon chapter. So I was watching, both timelines happen asynchronous of each other.
Okay.
It was really weird. So, as I was playing the Autobots one, I would sort of see the things that were happening.
Oh, okay.
So it was,
no, don't do that. Just play straight through.
Or you can play straight through and play only as Autobots and then start playing as Decepticons.
Yeah.
I was bopping back and forth. The game will totally let you do that.
Yeah, there's no real point.
You could play. You could play straight through the Decepticon and then jump back to the Autobots, too, if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's your preference.
Did you play Kanan Lynch, Dog Days?
Yeah, I did.
The game's...
I'm so sorry.
All right.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
Did you enjoy
it? I gave it two or three stars.
I enjoyed
stars, like two stars,
running
I
around naked, three. Covered in blood, shooting people.
Yeah, that dude, that was a weird part of that game.
I gave up at the end of that. Once
when you're all naked and shooting.
No, once you're in the airplane hangar, they're like, the game's not over yet. And I was like, yes, it is.
That game drug on.
Oh, come on. If you just run to the jet, then it goes to... Then it just goes to a cutscene really quick. And
oh, really? I was that close to finishing?
Yeah, well, you have to go. You have to.
There's some
shootout. But
there's a little bit of some stuff after that,
You have to just run to this plane that's taking off.
I thought you didn't finish it, John.
No, I finished it.
Oh,
I wrote a review for it.
Oh, you said you never finished it.
No, I finished it.
Huh? I thought you said you didn't.
I'm pretty sure I finished that game.
No, you said you didn't. You gave up.
Finish it.
I will go check.
There's a pain in the ass.
I will go check.
Did your save file? When I go acquire Kane Lynch 2.
Doesn't that game sort of have a bunch of cutscenes with them on a football field being mad at each other?
Kane and Lynch?
Yeah.
I do not remember that.
No More Heroes.
Or maybe it's a park. I don't know.
Did you play Limbo?
Yeah, did you play Limbo?
Yes. I almost considered going back.
Did you play Lara Croft and the Guardians of Light?
No.
Did you play God of War 3?
Yeah, of course I did.
Did you play Singularity?
Singularity is really good.
Singularity is good.
Did you play Lost Planet 2?
No.
Good.
No. Good.
Hell no. Not good. Interested in Lost Planet.
Oh, that's
it. Did you play a sweet game called Alpha Protocol?
Ugh.
The conversation system in that game is interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I thought they did a really good job.
Oh, you spilled your vodka.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not...
It's not a good game.
There's something good wrapped in that pile of shit.
Yeah.
There's bacon in the middle of that
turd. Take the conversation thing out of it and put in something else, and it'll be amazing. But anyways, let's talk about Torchlight. Here's where my bad Torchlight purchase, I can defend myself, is I got sick of Torchlight at the end.
Torchlight 2 is really good. I got in the weekend beta.
Am I correct in saying Torchlight 1 you couldn't do multiplayer?
Yeah,
you're accurate. And Torchlight 2 you can?
Absolutely.
See, that's where I was really kind of... I got to the end of that game, I was like, man, I really want to play this with somebody, but I can't.
Yeah, no. I was playing that game with people.
And did you beat Torchlight?
No. I played Torchlight for all of, like... For all of, like, a, you know, like, a hour or two.
Okay, because...
It was uninteresting.
I beat it, but at the end, I died literally 30 times.
Do you know, though, if you play Torchlight on Xbox or PlayStation, is there local co-op?
I don't know. I played on PC.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering.
I don't think something there is. I think the menu system or...
Torchlight 2 is supposed to have co-op.
Yeah.
But the original Torchlight did not. Torchlight 1.
You're saying for consoles?
I don't believe it had Torchlight. It had no co-op whatsoever. Local or otherwise.
Yeah, it kind of just got boring at the end. And
I really like this new one.
And I don't even think you can go and import your character and play on a harder difficulty in Torchlight. I don't think you can.
That's weird.
You can either just continue through this infinite dungeon, or you can just retire your character. And I decided to retire.
What happens if you retire?
You can't play your character anymore.
Do you get a gold watch? What's the benefits of retiring your character?
And you get to send an heirloom to the next character.
Oh, I see.
Like you send them one.
I was really hoping that people from the developers would just send you something fancy.
Here's
a little locket with your character's picture on it.
Perpetually, almost ready to retire. You're just like the Danny Glover of Torchlight.
God,
I'm too old for this.
2 days from retirement.
Speaking of infinite dungeons, I beat Torchlight. I beat Infinity Blade. I think.
That's what I saw your post for that.
I beat it.
I was like, Griff apparently jumped into that game a lot harder than I did.
I think I finished it.
I tend to dig around in that game a lot.
What do you mean you think?
Well, I beat it, I think.
Did you go to the top of the tower and beat that level 100 boss and then go down inside the tower and fight a bunch of other dudes and then fight another boss that's a lot harder than that other boss? Did you get a credit screen?
I got 2 credit screens, so that's why I say I think I beat it.
Okay. Because
I'm like, this... And then the end of the game is like, hey, there's more game coming. We just don't have it yet.
Well, that patch should be out by now.
It's not that. There's more. Like, now, once you fake beat it,
fake beat it.
You restart, just all the way from the beginning. Just from the weird Japanese temple where you're, with a chick that shoots you in the face.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And you start up all the way again. And then there's some new areas that you branch into. Like, there's this,
foresty kind of...
Well, there's a...
Nope.
In the first area you walk... There's a forest? There's a tree that you can walk up into that has a bird into it that you have to touch the gold really fast before the bird wakes up, or else you have to fight a level 200 psycho bird that murders you instantly.
Okay.
Or else you can go down off the original area, the first starting area where he says, "Look, I will save you," whatever the fuck he says. You always go straight forward and then you go into the tower, but now you can go down to this sewer system with a statue, and you could try to pull a sword out of a tree stump, and it's a level 250 ogre that is super fast, and you do 0 damage to. Well, 1 damage per slice, so that has a separate storyline to some special armor and sword and your character's history.
Sweet.
But I never really got into that. I only finished the main, what I would imagine is the main story, which is super crazy. And then I went on Wikipedia and read about the story of the book of Infinity Blade.
What's Infinity Blade on? What'd you play it on?
iOS.
Now, how is it control?
Well,
is it control fine, do you think?
Yeah.
Oh my god. It controls unbelievably.
The only thing I would say is I really wish I was playing that on an iPad.
I don't.
I think it would
iPad 3, you mean?
Whatever.
Too much. No, the new iPad.
I wish I was playing that on an Apple Pad.
There you go.
I
wish I was playing a maxi pad.
Sure, a maxi pad. Great.
I think it's fine on the iPhone.
I think it's fine. It's totally playable. I would like to try that on an iPad because I just think then my fat thumbs would not be getting in the way of all that shit on the screen.
I like to use both hands. I don't know how you would not use both hands.
What?
Yeah.
One thumb.
No. I need both thumbs and a finger.
What?
Because...
What are you doing?
I use both my thumbs for dodging, for the bottom left corners for dodging, and then if it's like if I'm parrying, then I'll take my right hand and you do the parrying, but otherwise my left thumb is pressing the left dodge, and then or the center dodge, the duck, and then my right thumb is pressing the right dodge, and then my right finger is doing the swiping for attacks.
It's all about finger placement.
Exactly.
That's nonsense.
How's your arm, John?
What?
How's your arm?
This is great. This is great. I feel like this is what this is why Hulk Hogan has
for the entire show. John has been holding a microphone to his face,
aggressively holding it. This is why Hulk Hogan has those 32-inch pythons. Yes,
and those thunder lips.
Those thunder lips.
Oh God, yes.
But Infinity Blade was really good, and the ending was cool. I mean, worth your
$7 or $8.
Oh my God, that game is totally worth $7. I would encourage anybody. You were absolutely right, John. Yes, it was very good, really, really good.
World has turned upside down.
No,
since you got an iPhone.
Yeah, well, I figured if I was to play it on my iPod, I would just kill it.
Yeah, that's probably accurate though.
At first I didn't give a shit about it because I was like, oh, it's just a touchy, swipey, swipey game, but. You know, it's actually built to be super addicting, and the carrot on the stick is very good with all the armors, and it's fun. It's very fun. If you have an iOS-based device, you should own this game if you like games. I also played a lot of Marvel Ultimate Alliance too. Again,
Octopus Alliance.
Why would you do that
to yourself?
Well, I got it because I watched the Avengers movie and I was like, I like superheroes and I don't own this game. And I also figure, you know, it'd be a good game for Hunter and I to play co-op occasionally.
Yeah,
that's a good game, yeah.
And then I also was like, you know what? Fuck you, Captain America. I'm going to be pro-registration.
Oh my God, you dick.
So I've decided that once I get to that part, I will side with Tony Stark and I will secure government funding and health insurance and a paycheck for all superheroes.
Fuck that, man. Come on.
Whatever, man.
Nah.
He's got the best interest in
America.
I did that once. I already went with Captain America. He sucks.
Who foots the bill for that?
Is it government?
Like, is it taxpayers? Joe money?
Public.
That's crazy talk.
Tony Stark can just pay everybody. He should.
Yeah.
He's a fucking billionaire. You read the comic for that.
You would imagine the economy in the Marvel Universe is just sideways as hell.
Is it off the chain?
No, but like, oh my God.
Everybody is rich.
Yeah.
Everybody's Batman.
The dollar is worth nothing in the Marvel Universe. Like, why do super criminals even bother?
All you gotta do is just work at McDonald's and you'll be fine.
No, like, I would imagine that if you're not... It's like either you are a super rich person or you are just trash. You're just street garbage.
There's no middle rung.
No, there's middle class. The suburban lifestyle does not exist in Marvel Universe.
You either own an entire building or you own a trash can.
Yeah.
Great.
So what, there's several major superhero forces like Avengers, Fantastic Four, X-Men, you know, and then all the offshoots of all those crews, and each one of those major teams are like multi-gajillionaires because of all the crap they've invented with their super brains. So what does that leave for the rest of the public? Like, you would imagine as an inventor who just makes non-super stuff, you're like, oh, I just made a new glue. What do you guys, fuck you, what are you looking at? It's freaking me out.
I don't know. I'm
just staring, man.
I hate this setup.
I'm out of beer, so I'm done.
I feel awkward. I don't have any. Just peed myself.
I'm just going to turn around now.
That's all I played. I just remembered those a second ago.
So you already beat Moa 2 and you're playing
it again? Yeah, back in 2009, I beat it. I'm playing it again because I wanted to. I was like, man, the cast sucks in this game. It's really bad.
Yeah, it was better in other games.
It's a bad crew you play.
Did you play anything else? Anything noteworthy?
I beat Max Payne 3, but no. Other than that. Oh, I played Dragon's Dogma! Holy gosh!
Oh, the actual game?
Yeah.
How are your pawns?
They're hopefully going to go back in the mail where they came from, because that game is garbage.
You don't like it?
Heck no.
At all?
Hate it.
Whoa.
No, I don't hate it, but it's not fun. Like, I have zero interest in it. The story is so uninteresting, and the world is so flat, and there's zero guidance or zero push to move you forward that I'm just like, for the sheer sake of killing monsters that are gigantic, that's not enough to keep me playing this game. Even though it is cool, the combat's fun, you know, climbing around on ogre faces and chimera bodies is cool, and cutting dudes up is fun, but it's just not very compelling to keep me playing it.
Right.
Like, the entire time I was playing that game, I was like, I think I just want to put Max Payne in again and play it, because I just don't care about Dragon's Dogma. It is so uninteresting. Huh. I mean, the pawns, it's, I don't know. Like, it just completely fell flat for me, and I know a lot of people really like it, and they have really positive things to say about it, but I think if I was forced to play it all the way through, I could find some good in it, and I wouldn't be bad, but playing it right now, I just felt like I was doing chores. Like, I don't want to do it.
Well, that's no good. So, I'm not excited about that.
No. Like, it's too big
for
no
good reason.
Yeah, no, fuck it. Forget that game. Return your stuff to Gamefly and get ready for Lollipop Chainsaw.
Well, I gotta finish Max Payne 3.
Oh, yeah, finish Max Payne 3.
And then I think I might have Steel Battalion lined up.
Ugh.
So, we'll see. I might be switching over to two games at one time.
You should switch over. Yeah. Get some Lollipop Chainsaw on there.
Yeah.
Is it trivia time
yet? We're getting there. We're getting there. You're not gonna like it, though, Chris.
I assume so.
Okay.
Well, is it about the 80s?
Yeah, if it's not about 80s or the, remember, there's not some, about 80s or the NFL, I don't know what's going on.
There's a little bit of 80s in it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's move on from games, since that's how I got to talk about.
And there's our
news time. What do we got here?
News.
So,
hit me with that sweet news, Griff.
We're a week away from E3.
Yeah.
And that means that through the course of this week, it's just going to be, hey, this is what's happening at E3. So, like, the rumor is going to start popping up. NeoGAF is going to blow up with, like, oh, we totally found out this about this, and EA is going to show this game, and Respawn is going to have their game there. And but what has come out recently is Kojima and Konami are going to be involved in a Zone of the Enders 3 called Project Enders, which may be the just like the secret code name for it, which is the worst secret code name for something.
Right.
Be like if, you know, your code name for the new nuclear weapon was called, like, Project Nuclear.
Is one of the E's in Zone of the Enders going to be reversed so that it looks like a 3?
One can only hope.
Oh, God, probably.
One can only
hope. Zone of 3 Enders.
Yeah, so that's a working title. You can't really find anything solid on the internet right now, like official announcement stuff, but I think there was a press conference in Japan that has yet to be translated for the most part, that Kojima came out on stage and talked a lot about Zoe, and he's tweeting about it quite a bit.
You follow Kojima on Twitter?
Yeah. I don't recommend it.
How's his
It's
English?
A lot of food. It's pretty much every day you get about 5 pictures of really delicious looking food.
He's mad Japanese, so that's sort of what they do, right?
Yeah, but it's like 5 in a row. So how can this man be eating all this food?
Great.
Those are the best kind of people to follow on social media, the ones that post every meal that they
eat. I follow Anthony Bourdain, and he talks about food like
here's what I ate, and here's the dump I took afterwards.
If only I went the before and after.
God, wow.
This is what this food looks like after I ate it.
What the game is supposed to have, though, is it's supposed to be using the new Fox engine, and it's supposed to be moving towards a more organic design.
Is there a horse?
Are there what?
Is there a horse?
A horse.
And a naked child?
Maybe. There's a orbital frame that has, like, skulls on it. Like, it looks like an Evangelion
thing. I was about to say, this is what?
Yeah, it looks like Shinji would be piloting this piece of shit.
So it's like a Metal Gear. What you're telling me.
No, it doesn't look like a Metal Gear. It looks like like an Evangelion mech suit, like but with skulls all over it. It looks like something, you know, Todd McFarlane designed.
Okay, okay, oh, great. Now I'm tracking.
But less beefy. All
right.
Like Japanese Todd McFarlane.
All right.
What if that exists?
That's follow that Twitter account.
Todd McFarlane.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Spun. Why are they making this?
Because Zoe's great. Why not?
Zone of the Enders is
You should have been here from when I gave away a copy of Zone of the Enders.
I own it. I can't even play that damn thing.
I have the second runner also.
Nice.
Was that the one you gave away when I was here?
Yep.
Oh,
you had a chance.
Is that when John answered 8 questions and I didn't, I just dead.
You tied with Billy.
Tied with Billy.
Oh, the cat actually said something.
Oh man.
Yeah, so that's happening. The HD collection has been dated for some time this fall in Japan, and then
sweet, I might actually
as an actual date, but then no America date yet.
Yeah, this is supposed to be September. Is that what you said?
Japan, it's like October or something. Okay. There's a solid date for it. I don't know what it is.
Okay,
but North America, all we get is fall.
A maybe.
No, definitely, but fall. Okay. So then you would also imagine that, you know, a Zoe 3 wouldn't be coming out this year.
Maybe like next year.
Yeah, I'd say early. I would say yeah. Yeah. Or maybe June, like they did like they did MGS in 08.
You supposed we actually get Metal Gear Solid Rising?
I don't
next
think
year?
So. I Ever? Don't and it's supposed Ever? To be this year.
It was it supposed to be this year?
Yeah. I don't think we'll ever see that game.
Isn't they it got Revengeance?
Revengeance, I think
yeah,
is
yeah, Metal Gear Solid Rising Revengeance.
It's yeah, Metal Gear off, Rising Revengeance.
Game. Basically all I want is that just to be vanquished
chip up watermelons and
yeah, oh god. That game looks so promising, too.
It looked crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
Like a just, game I would want from Platinum Games.
Exactly.
But I don't think it's going to happen.
Give me that game.
The last time we saw it was...
you know what?
Was it TGS or was it E3 last year?
E3 last year. No.
I don't even care anymore.
That wasn't last year.
This game is just...
It was Spike MT Spike the Spike Video here. Game Awards oh, when fucking... Oh my god, it's the worst thing ever. It was... Was it? It wasn't Yoshinori. Oh no! Somebody from was it Suda? I forget who was that was on stage, and he couldn't speak what he was trying to say about Revengeance because he was like laughing so hard.
It was just like him
and Kojima in leather jackets in like the scaffolding of the arena talking about this. It was really weird.
Wow.
That's the Video Game Awards for you.
Yeah. John, you said something about Bungie or something or another.
Bungie's not going to be at E3. They spend their time working on, you know, more important things like Destiny and Marathon.
Comet.
Well, one guy is going to be in an office working on Marathon while everybody else is working on Destiny.
5%.
5%. That's 1 to 2 people.
Skyrim has a new patch out.
Yeah, hang on. You got me all... flustered now. Yeah, Skyrim's...
Is there more news about Bungie not being there?
No.
I'm bummed.
There's that thing about... Okay, so there's... Skyrim in their next patch is going to update mounted combat. So you can screw dudes up on a horse.
Hasn't that already been patched? I thought you could actually
this
already do that.
This makes this very...
Maybe you could do it with a bow, but not with a sword.
No, I thought the badge was out that you could run around and cut dudes on your horse now.
The update is currently part of a Steam beta update for PC, but it is not a console update.
Gotcha.
So, when update 1.6 comes out, all platforms will be able to cut dudes' heads off on horseback.
Yeah. Call me when they release the official Dragons as Macho Man patch.
Right?
It's the only one I care about.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, the Randy said, oh god, that was
that's
awesome.
Really great.
I wish I could have played that.
I don't know, do you want to talk about this funny thing where Konami got sued over not paying?
Sure, tell me about Def Jam.
So, way back in the day when Def Jam Rap Stars came out, apparently Konami, along with Autumn Games, took out a loan from City National Bank for $14 million. And they haven't paid it. So here's pretty much what the complaint reads. Rather than paying game-related proceeds directly to CNB has agreed. The defendant have kept all game-related proceeds for themselves and have refused to remit any such proceeds. It also goes on to... Well, really weird nonsense. Konami is saying that in the contract there were unrealistic predictions about the game, saying that apparently in the contract the game was supposed to sell 2.5 million units in the first year. So that's why apparently they don't feel like they don't have to pay the money back. But apparently City National Bank is going after them for an additional 8.9 million in damages. So that's like, what, 22.9?
I don't know. I can't do math. I'm too allergic.
So that sucks.
Speaking of sucky lawsuit bullshit, 38 Studios is moment of silence for that place.
Game over.
Yeah. 38 Studios completely laid off. You've got big, huge games all gone. Majority of the team in Rhode Island gone. All laid off. The email, I read the email that came out that was like, you've all been laid off. Yeah. It's in the company's best interest that we lay off all our employees. Effective layoff date is today. So sorry.
Young Kurt Schilling pitches in a couple World Series. He's a legend in Boston for beating the Yankees in 2004, and then decides to open it to start a video game company.
Right.
He played a lot of EverQuest.
Yeah, he loved EverQuest.
Yeah. And then it just went to shit.
There was some stupid management going on there.
Some stuff went south.
The thing that I didn't really know about, though, was how tied into the Rhode Island government all this was. Yeah. Like, I had no idea that they had to make, like, earning statements to the Rhode Island legislature. And what it comes down to is it really sounds like the governor, the current governor of Rhode Island, just... He wasn't the one that gave the loan to the to 38 Studios. Yeah. It was the previous governor.
He kind of got shoveled this whole thing.
Definitely. And it seems that he really is not in favor of it, and he's doing everything he can to get it out of the door by saying, like, oh, Kingdoms of Amalur was a complete failure. The game did really poorly. Copernicus cannot do well because the team has already failed so miserably, there's no way we'll be able to make a profit with a game like this or something like that. What was really cool though is for about a day there was a bunch of rumors going around with the thought that the Rhode Island government was going to purchase 38 Studios outright. Which, how cool would that have been?
A state would be producing games,
run video games.
Rhode Island has a government. I imagine it would be similar to like Family Guy. How they portray Rhode Island, that's all.
I just think it would be so awesome if there was a state that put out of it. Like, this game came out from Rhode Island. The state.
Yeah. Just.
Can you imagine how much precedent that would create in the realm of video games?
Like, right. It would be
he
crazy.
Said the F word. Now we can have that in every game that's mature.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, it would be really cool to see that happen.
It would.
But it didn't. But also, 38 Studios hasn't filed for bankruptcy, so who knows? Maybe they'll still get bought out.
Oh, yeah. We'll sell it off.
Who is there? It's just Kurt Schilling, I guess, and our Salvatore dude.
Saints Row 4 will be taking place in the state of Rhode Island.
Yeah. Rhode Island, THQ buys Rhode Island. No, that would not work. The other crappy bit of that story is, alongside getting laid off, a lot of the employees discovered that the houses that they were given through 38 Studios, the mortgages that they'd been paying towards, actually weren't getting paid to the bank. So now when they were laid off, they're hefted this second mortgage. That's like, oh, not only have you been just paying this to 38 Studios, but you haven't been paying these payments to the bank who owns your house. So they move into these company housing areas, and then, you know, this is Ibatsu shit, and then they say, oh, you pay us for your house, and then we pay the bank, but instead it's just been, you've been paying Big Huge Games, and, or 38 Studios, and And 38 Studios has not been paying the bank, so a lot of these people are getting these notices that they're like, hey, you haven't been paying your loan for the past 7 months. What's up with that?
That's sweet.
That is, really not sweet. Only are they out of a job, but they're out of a house and house payments. Garbage. Like, that is such crap.
That's really terrible. It's going to put a lot of people in the poorhouse real quick.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ, that's horrible. I would hope that something happens there.
Right. Like, especially if they're... If
Kickstarter. I'll donate some money.
God, I donate. Yeah, you would hope that maybe like the state of Rhode Island can look into that and kind of figure out some recompense for that.
Right. Like, is there a loss against that, right? Like, there has to be something that...
Yeah, that seems like some weird entrapment nonsense.
Like, corporate entrapment. Yeah. Right.
So weird.
Anything else we want to talk about for news? John, you said you want to talk about E3 predictions. Do you want to talk about E3 predictions?
Anybody have fancy E3 predictions?
Are we going to see a new console?
Wii U! No, hell no.
No? No Durango or Orbis?
Nope.
Xbox?
No Xbox, no PlayStation. You won't see it.
No. Zevo. It's happening.
What about price cut?
Price cut? Price drop?
Yeah.
Like a 99 Xbox?
Yep. Was it?
Well, there's
that
already that.
Happen, or
that well, there's that $99 Xbox that you get a two-year contract with.
Yeah, but yeah. Do you think it'll go like mainstream or?
Well, considering that you can only get that service through a Microsoft store,
would it go mainstream?
No.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so no price cut, nothing, like just new game, like hey, we got stuff.
How much is like an Xbox?
New Rock
at,
Band.
An Xbox at minimum costs what? $200
I think so, yeah.
They're going to drop it down to 150 and then that I think you do a price drop on that and then that just starts hurting that new business model you just established, which is 2-year agreement.
Yeah.
I don't know. No.
No.
Maybe for PlayStation.
No.
No.
How
much are PS3s?
200, right? Starting at 199.
I think so.
Yep.
For a 120 or something like that?
No, I think it's for like a
80?
Like a baseline 30 gig or something. So tiny,
oh,
right?
That's
right.
Yeah.
Like starting at 199.
They don't make like... They stopped making 80 gigs, I think, or 60 gigs.
I don't even know what they do or don't make for that anymore.
60s and 80s. I know there's 320s, there's 120s, and there might be 30s. I think
I have an 80. They don't make those anymore, I'm pretty
no,
sure.
No, they don't.
They got 250.
I know, I have a 120. But
well,
Griff also,
fun.
Like... Griff always...
What?
You got a 120, I got an 80? Fine, whatever.
Griff,
I have an Xbox.
Griff jerry-rigged his PS3 to have...
I did the smart thing and put my own hard drive in there.
Yeah. Mine's 15. It's sad.
I have a 60 gig. 360? Sure.
As long as the damn thing turns on, that's all I care.
I think it's just going to be a lot of games. Yeah. And I'm most looking forward to Nintendo to see what comes out with this Wii U to
Mario
finally
Party
decide
10,
whether or not I give a shit.
Mario Party 10 coming.
Yeah, the shocking new announcement. Will there be a new Mario Party?
Right.
Rebooting it. It's just going to be Mario Party X.
Wasn't their whole thing last year that, hey, you can play this generation of games on this system,
yep,
but next gens you won't be able to?
Well,
so yeah, they'll be behind again.
Maybe that's
Let's
the
see.
Speculation.
Let's hope.
Nobody really knows because nobody really knows what that console can do yet.
Yeah,
true.
I'm just hoping for a name change.
Yeah, no, I think they're.
Yeah,
pretty,
I think just calling it the Nintendo would be.
Whoa,
which was rumored.
Whoa. What?
That was
whoa.
Rumored a long time ago.
Just the Nintendo.
Yeah, just call it the Nintendo
the,
or a Nintendo.
Nintendo.
No, just call it Nintendo.
Nintendo. Oh, John!
Oh.
Pulling those 90s jams out. Just
bringing it out.
Yeah, I don't approve either.
You do a Nintendo, but with ones and zeros.
Yeah, that's... No, this is what needs to happen. It's like Sega needs to acquire Nintendo.
No.
And then...
Well, with what? But they'll be like, we promise we'll pay you someday.
Tons of IOUs.
It's going to be called the letter N.
I'll give you two hamburgers tomorrow for one today.
All right, Wimpy.
Oh man,
I don't know. We'll see. I'm so excited for a week from now. I'm so excited for E3. I cannot wait for it to happen.
I'm not that excited.
No,
I'm not.
No, I don't really care.
I don't know. I feel
next year's oh man.
Next year's gonna blow up.
I don't even care. I'm just gonna hibernate.
Doesn't Microsoft still do that stupid like pre E3 nonsense?
Not this year, as far as I know.
You know what I'm gonna say? Mr. Caffeine's coming back. I bet you he is. I bet you. I'm gonna say he is.
All right, solid predictions. Mr. That's Caffeine my prediction coming for back.
Mr. Caffeine.
I think they'll bring Joe.
McHale
from the suit back, because it'd be like, God, that was terrible, wasn't it?
He's a big celebrity now.
Joe McHale?
So, from before, he really wasn't.
Well, he was when he was doing it the year before Mr. Caffeine in 2009. Well,
but he's much bigger now. I think Community has gotten a whole lot bigger, and now he's a lot bigger.
Maybe they'll bring in Tosh.
Yeah, oh, there God. You go.
He'll do the press. Don't.
Sam Jackson.
He's locked in. He's on retainer by Spike.
Yeah.
Spike owns him.
Yeah, that's true. Those VGA awards, it's all Sam Jackson.
All right, John, let's do trivia. Get this all done right, so I can go to sleep.
Let's get it out of the way. You guys are looking a little sloggy.
I'm full tired.
Yeah, I know. Fall asleep at the wheel.
I'm hungry.
Crash my car.
Yeah. Okay, so
I'm out of beer.
At least if you guys are tired, then maybe
this and Griff won't. Has me hostage in here.
You can
I'm leave. Not leaving.
You can leave anytime you want to.
I need you to stay.
Yes.
Okay, so since I couldn't come up with any good theme
Matt, close your mouth.
I'm doing that I'm tired breathing.
I always do that. I can't breathe through my nose. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Are you all stuffed up like Griff?
I'm always stuffy.
Griff's big thing is he always sniffles
I'm
on
so
air.
Stiffly.
And my thing is I always clink my scotch glasses around.
Yeah, always, because John is always drinking
always
scotch.
Just drinking a scotch. Smoking a cigar. Because I couldn't come up with anything fancy for Memorial Day, I want to do like
Call of Duty.
A Call of Duty or Medal of Honor or, you know, things like that kind of thing. But freaking war video games are so shallow, I can't come up with any good trivia for those. So I just went back to an old favorite, which is back of box blurbs.
Oh, these are great. This is awesome. This will be good for everybody here.
This will be good. So I've got 16 questions here. Well, more or less questions here. It's going to be the blurbs that are on the back of video game boxes, ranging anywhere from... I'm pretty sure I don't have anything too outlandish, but it's backed from NES to current gen. There's going to be a decent amount of current gen in this, though.
Okay. Should we do Game Informer rules? Say your name to buzz in?
Sure, if you guys want to. Chris, okay. You can pretty much just sit there.
That's what I'm planning.
I'll probably sit here.
Say your name to buzz in, so you're like, Matt. And then you'd say... Shadowrun and guess it. And one guess, everybody else gets a guess.
Yeah.
You only get one guess.
That sounds good. Sounds good.
I've been playing Solitaire the last half hour, so you're fine. Go ahead.
Backstrom.
Okay.
Solitaire.
Okay, you ready? Are we ready?
Ready.
I'm going to put blanks in here too so I don't give anything away.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens. Just so you know, Matt.
Okay. I got it.
You ready?
I'm okay.
Ready to rock? Okay. So, With breathtaking graphics and 100% true to the arcade, it's the first go anywhere, grab anything fighting game on the planet. Swing off a light post.
Griff! Power Stone.
Power Stone, it is.
I did not think of that.
Did you ever play Power Stone?
No.
What is
I've seen it played, but I've never played it.
I've seen it played.
Yeah, I've seen people play it before, but, you know, just goddamn, man.
Was it Falconer? No. What's the dude's name? The blue guy.
The blue guy?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
The characters from Power Stone.
Memorable game, Power Stone.
It's, you know,
it's the guy who looked like it was a dog guy.
Anyway, so we're on to the next one.
Faulkner?
Faulkner.
Falker.
That sounds right. Anyway. Join Jack, a renegade contestant in the world's deadliest game show, Death Watch. Only the bloodiest, most creative tactics will help keep you alive in the ultimate...
I was going to say Smash TV?
Nope.
I thought I was going to guess. I didn't think it was, but...
Only the bloodiest, most creative tactics will help keep you alive in the ultimate fight for survival. There's some other blurbs on here. Visceral arcade-style gameplay... Fight your way out of impossible situations. Hurl rivals into passing trains and trash cans. The environment is your arsenal. Ultra-violent bloodbath challenge minigames. Battle with a Friend.
That's almost like Smash TV, except for the train part.
It is almost like Smash TV.
Well, come on, Griff.
Griff? Special Force? Mortal Kombat Special Forces? Nope. No, I don't know, then. Nothing. I have no idea.
Nobody's got anything?
What is it?
It's Mad World.
Oh. Current gen. Hello. Yeah.
Jack Kamen.
Yeah.
If you said Greg Proops, then I would have been all over that. Greg Proops. Sorry, Greg Proops as the announcer.
Great.
I didn't think there'd be a Greg Proops reference.
There always is.
Okay, so this is going back. This is going to be in the Wayback Machine.
Oh, I'm bored.
Hang on a second. Let's see if I can scale this back. There we go. Who's got floppy ears, a furry suit, and a toothy, hilarious grin? It's blank. The yo-yoing, pizza-chomping, funny man from those wacky Domino's Pizza TV commercials.
Chris the Noid.
That is wrong.
Griff Yonoid.
Thank you,
Griff. Yeah.
Yo-noid. Oh, with that tech. I'm out of here.
This is a professional podcaster. I need the full name.
I don't even know his name.
That's good enough. We'll just say Baxter.
The Noid was point. Close.
Yonoid.
Yonoid is the game.
I know my 80s TV pizza commercials, all right? There you question.
It's all Backstrom.
Weird. Okay. Okay, also, sort of way back. Not as back as Yonoid, but still. Enter a time when men were warriors and gods ruled the world. A time of good against evil, a place of danger. Summoned by Zeus to rescue Athena, you will infiltrate the underworld with the power to transform into mythical creatures with supernatural strength.
Jesus.
Matt. Altered Beast?
Altered Beast.
Oh, nice! I didn't even know that plot.
I got one.
I thought that was just some, like, furry porn.
When I started reading this, I was like, Zeus to rescue Athena? Yeah.
Welcome to your town.
I was just like, what? Yeah, and then it goes through, like, you can become a werewolf and a were-dragon.
Oh, that would have given him
and a were-tiger. And I was just like,
you'd be a were-bear?
Nothing but a were-bear.
You can be a were-bear in Diablo 2, I think.
What?
Yeah.
It's all tied up. Okay. By the way,
hold on. I might need to edit this one because
it's all tied up.
I can't read it like this.
Were-bear. Is that like a Care Bear? But
were-bear.
Okay. Here we go. There we go.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. The ultimate team. When a battle cruiser the size of a city and called the Colossus smashes out of the moon. Wow. Out of the moon, it's a laser cannon glowing menacingly. You can bet it ain't going to be making no social calls. Wow. This is even better than when I read it the first time.
Who writes these things?
Brilliant, this brilliant job, people,
by the way.
College interns.
You can bet it's going to be creating some bad and crazy mayhem on good old planet Earth, especially when you know that the dreaded Dark Queen and the shady Shadow Boss...
A Griff? Battletoads? And Double Dragon?
Yes.
Battletoads, okay, too. Good. Battletoads and Double Dragon?
Yes, Battletoads, Double Dragon.
I was going to say
the ultimate team...
I would know. Subtitles.
Gosh, so good.
That. Dark Queen.
This next one's pretty easy. Oh, I might not be able to read it all. Crap.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no, I can read it all.
What, yeah.
Got it. Got it. I really hope none of you have played this game. When Blank arrives on Tropical Island, Isle Delfino, the once pristine island is polluted and plastered with graffiti. Even worse, he's being blamed for the mess. Now, instead of enjoying a relaxing vacation, Blank has to clean up the place and track down the real culprit.
Matt. Super Mario Sunshine?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Delfino. Was that what did it for you, or no?
No, the cleaning up the graffiti did
it. It's not even really graffiti.
It's not just graffiti, like, it's like oil.
Oil,
it's
like, oil, yeah, right? Gross, that's not, nonsense.
Is that graffiti now? Is BP well, about all yeah. about the graffiti?
Yeah.
He beat me to it, Matt.
Yeah.
Here's another one, good one, and I'm going to be impressed if any of you played this damn game. An intense action anime thriller comes to life in Blank. As an elite member of the Tech Crimes Task Force, Kanoko is an agent on a mission to fight the evil syndicate. But things are not always as they seem. Kanoko is haunted by unknown demons of her past, and the truth threatens to send her over the edge. Can you master this explosive hybrid of hand-to-hand combat and cutting-edge weaponry to free Kanoko from the evils that surround her?
Griff. Oni.
Oh, very good, Griff.
Yeah! Yeah, Bungie Games. Secret Bungie Games.
Yes.
Was Kanoko hot?
Not really. Anime.
Like a hot
anime dude.
Anime chick, so sure. Yeah, boobs bigger than her outfit.
Hentai.
Tentacles.
Yep. Okay, next one should also be sort of easy for people who play video games.
Sniff here.
Get those out of the way, boys.
Let's get this Coke out of the way. Uh-huh.
Let's get this.
If you don't pass
I hear if you suck the burgers up, they go into your brain.
Are you going to pass that or what?
What? Yep.
The Coke.
Yeah, here.
Let me just move this hooker over here. Half human, half vampire, all woman.
Griff, Blood Rain.
Thank you.
Damn it. Damn it. I forgot my own name. I was like, wait, what am I supposed to do?
Buzz. Oh, crap. I was just like, Lucia. Those three sentences should just be enough for this whole thing. It's pretty good, though. I totally forgot that game takes place in Louisiana, Argentina, and Germany.
Really?
Yeah. I was just like,
I almost beat that game. I feel really bad about that.
I got caught on some glitch stuff, and then I just didn't finish the game.
You want to read a little more of that description?
An absolutely fantastic movie, by the way.
I'll finish off
which
the whole
one?
Thing.
Blood,
did you,
Blood Rain.
The movie?
Isn't there a couple of them?
There's three of them. Four. There's at least three.
Classic.
And they're all terrible.
Uwe Boll. Whatever his name
is. Okay, so... Half human, half vampire, all woman. Let this wickedly sexy heroine escort you into the terrifying world of the occult. It's pre-World War II, and the Nazis intend to dominate the world using supernatural evils, as they always do. As Agent Blood Rain, you'll travel through the eerie swamps of Louisiana to Argentina and Germany in this battle-heavy third-person thriller, all the while satisfying her passionate lust for human blood.
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 Hope this isn't Chris's blood.
Nazi vampires. It's so good. This one might...
Next one?
This is the next one. This might be kind of hard. You are a lethal mercenary. Your mission is to topple a sinister military regime by any means necessary. If it drives or flies, you can hijack it. If it shoots or explodes, you can use it as a weapon. You are free to go anywhere, destroy anything, and blow the crap out of everything.
Griff, Just Cause 2?
Nope. In this playground of destruction, there are no limits,
oh, man.
No barriers, and no mercy.
Mercenaries?
Yep. Playground of Destruction was their, like...
Yeah, their, no, that was, their, that's what gave it away.
Yeah.
Mercenaries 1 or 2?
1.
One.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Lack of fire references.
Yeah. We have an explosion that can level like a 30-mile radius.
That's you could write your name in gas and light it on fire.
And it would be amazing.
But you can't.
Yeah. They say you can, but...
You can do that in Postal.
You mean write your name in pee?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Let me adjust this. Pee apple.
There we go. Okay, pee apple. It's going to be a new thing. So here's another one. Forget about those other flying games. This is the ultimate flight experience. Blank carries you off into the vast three-dimensional environment, pilot several different vehicles, and take in breathtaking sights. That's such a weird way to say that. And take in breathtaking sights. Successfully complete flight tests to earn your flight badge. Get a high enough score, and you'll get a chance at bonus games such
Griff,
as...
Pilot Wings... 64?
There you go.
A Pilot Wings game?
Yeah. Pilot Wings 64.
Okay.
How you doing over there, Chris?
What?
You got one. Wait. You got one of
God
these.
Damn it.
You got one of these.
Don't coat me out yet. It is...
I'm here.
Wait, we're at...
What's the score there, Chris?
I'm pretty...
8, 9, 10 questions
so far.
That
Yo-Noid reference is pretty much guaranteed I'm getting Domino's on the way home.
Oh, man.
10 questions, so 6 left, and I've got 5, Matt's got 3, Beckham has 1, Billy has 0.
Billy has 0. A civilian airline has been attacked, and worldwide political tensions are rising. As Secret Agent Blank, your path is open, and your options are unlimited. In the first modern-day... Crap, somebody sent me a text. In the first modern-day espionage RPG, your greatest weapon will be choice.
Matt. Alpha Protocol?
Yeah, buddy. Whoa. Way to get it.
There's an airplane attack to that?
I did not know. Jesus, I remember that at all. I was thinking Modern Warfare 2, and I was like, wait, no.
When I read this, I was thinking
Modern Warfare 3.
I was just like, none of this
airplane
happened.
Airplane attack.
Oh, man. Okay, here we go. This is going to be a good one. Griff might get this, though.
Oh, damn it.
The planet lies in ruined cities, crumbling. Man's greatest works fallen. Humanity is cornered, nowhere to run. The blank has risen, and they won't stop coming. They won't stop killing. The coalition is desperate for soldiers. The sick, the wounded, the imprisoned are all that remain. An inmate named Blank, once left to die, is now charged with keeping humanity alive. He can take comfort in but one fact.
Griff, Gears of War.
Gears of War.
What?
It sounds like it's not that game.
I was thinking Prisoner and thinking Gears of War, but I was like, no.
That game does not sound like that game.
I was thinking Red Faction for the longest time.
Right?
I was thinking Matt Hazard, but I don't even know what that game's about. I don't even know what that game's about.
It's about dick jokes.
Man, I should have totally looked up Matt Hazard. Okay, this one's going to be really easy, because I think I'm going to have to say Blank like a bajillion times.
All right, bring it down.
A 400-year-old clue is in the coffin of Blank. Well, okay, hang on.
Okay, rewind.
Okay, I'm sorry. A 400-year-old clue in the coffin of Blank sets a modern-day fortune hunter on a pulse-pounding exploration for the fabled treasure
of... Uncharted Drake's Fortune.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to wait for the rest of it, because I wasn't sure which one it was going to be.
Eldorado.
Oh, it was going to be Eldorado, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This might be a good one, because I think I'm the only person that played this damn game.
By a dumbass.
No, you played that, not me.
I was the only person.
Best
title music ever. Pause for music ever.
Cursed by a powerful ancient sword, Blank embarks on a journey of vengeance against Blank and his lust for unworldly treasures. With Blank in hand, slash through hundreds of enemies with a whirlwind of attacks, leaving a glorious path of destruction and devastation.
Keep going.
That's it.
Okay.
I think I played this.
So you want to read it again?
Yeah. Cursed by a powerful ancient sword. I will give you the... I will give you the antagonist's name. Cursed by a powerful ancient sword, Blank embarks on a journey of vengeance against King Bohan and his lust for unworldly treasures. With Blank in hand, slash through hundreds of enemies with a whirlwind of attacks, leaving a glorious path of destruction
with
and devastation.
Dick in hand.
Yep.
Make your boob joke, Backstrom. See, you tied it in.
No, I'm just...
Here's your time.
No boob joke right now.
Alright, I'll give you...
That was a dick joke.
I'll give you the protagonist name.
Alright, what's his name?
Cursed by a powerful ancient sword, Noriko embarks on a journey of vengeance against King Bohan and his lust for unworldly treasures.
We give up.
It was Noriko?
Noriko.
What is in hand? What's the blank in hand?
With heavenly sword in hand.
Okay, damn it.
That's why I can't say that one.
I played that game, like, less than 2 years ago.
Really? I played the game with...
Is the name of the game Heavenly Sword?
Yes, the game is called Heavenly Sword.
We'll get that one to you. Why not?
I was going to... Like, there's another blurb here, but it doesn't do you any good. Okay. Advanced combo system unleashed seamless transitions between attack stances, defensive counters.
If you had said throw hats at gongs, then I would have known.
That was probably the best part of that game, throwing hats at gongs.
Or hair physics.
Yes, hair physics were mad in that game. This one no one's gonna get.
Hey, don't say that.
Well, I mean, unless Griff took my advice and actually played this game. Dr. Aiden Crone has made a time jump across the space-time continuum. A reckless act with frightening consequences. Now a disturbing alternate reality has evolved within the bleak and rain... I'm sorry. Within the bleak and rain-soaked Alpha District. Armed with the experimental beta suit, you alone are able to slow, stop, and reverse the flow of time.
Matt.
Damn it.
Time shift.
Yes, time shift. Way to go.
No one's going to get this one.
Well, John just talked about it a couple weeks ago, and I've never played it, so I would have never
played
Time Something.
Time Things.
Time Rift or Time.
Time this Shock. And this is the last one right here. Yep. Are we all tied up? Or
nope.
You know, no, Griff's ahead.
Griff's owning?
Yeah, I'm ahead by two.
Okay, so.
We don't need to recap this card.
This one's worth 2 points.
Okay, cool.
Three points.
This one's worth 10 points.
All the marbles.
All the marbles right here. Somebody should be able to get this in this room.
Ooh.
You were left for dead on the ice-covered wastelands of blank. You awaken with only fragments of your memory. You must find your past, fight off your enemies, and battle the elements to survive. All that can be trusted is your instinct as a soldier.
Griff. Os Planet.
Got it.
Yes.
I had no idea what the last planet's even about.
There's ice in it. There's thermo.
Would the wastelands of EDN3 have
really given thrown away that off?
I was like, that's kind
I have
of
no idea.
It's kind of a specific name for a planet.
All right, well, that's it. Great round of trivia. It's more fun when there's more people there. Yeah. Thanks, Sean, for providing that.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Chris Backstrom.
Thank you for having me. I can be found at Chris Backstrom on Twitter. I can also be found every morning at 2 a.m. at the Come and Go by Dry Creek buying a frozen pizza drunk. So, either of those two, perfect. You can find
me. Seek me out in whatever venue is more convenient for you. Matt Lake, your triumphant return to podcasting. Yep. We missed you. Thank you for coming back.
Can we expect more out of you?
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah.
I'll be here next time.
Sweet.
I love it.
Perfect. Perfect.
Are you on any social networks you'd like to...
Yeah, what's your Twitter?
Hell no. I'm on the underground.
I'm going black. I'm off the grid.
Except for this podcast you just did that's on everything.
We found
whatever.
Him.
Whatever.
John Stanhope, what's going on?
So, all right.
Dear,
you can follow Twitter. Me at JW Stanhope. And
you can follow his run routes at JW Stanhope.
You're pretty much going to see those pretty much every day. That's about it.
I appreciate you letting you know that you've ran a half mile.
I haven't run a half mile in
forever. It's just getting real. Don't go there.
I just did 4 today. Like 4.
Gross.
4.3 today.
All right, I get enough of this on the Facebook.
And then I did.
My name is Griff Hoffman. I'm your host. And we got Boss Burley. You can find me on Twitter at Griff Hoffman. Look for us on Facebook for our Boss Burley page. Go to the website, go to iTunes, like us, all that stuff. You know what to do. Thank you so much for listening every week, everybody. And again, a special thanks to everybody who liked us on Facebook recently. We'll be back next week with another episode of Boss Barrel Radio. And keep an eye on the website for future This Old Games and the new tournament that's going to be kicking off sooner than ever now. All right, Backstrom, would you take us out with your goofy shark laugh from that movie?
The what?
Oh, yes.
That's what I want to hear on the way out here.
I really want to drop this mic so hard right now.
Yep.
From the movie Strange Wilderness?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh!